When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Athletic.
Let's talk about six, baby. Let's talk about you and me. Let's talk about all the good things and the bad things that may be. Let's talk about six.
So the Red Agenda is dedicated to Liverpool women today. Perfectly timed because the championship table has the Reds at the summit, which is brilliant to see. Promotion to the WSL, of course, is the ultimate goal this season under Matt Beard, and you probably wouldn't bet against it. I'm Steve Hothersall. It's great to have Liverpool midfielder Rachel Furniss on the pod this week. To find out why they're such a well-oiled machine. And Kiva O'Neill, of course, who's been covering the team for The Athletic. Rachel, great to have you on. You just said before we started, a bit tired after yesterday, but let's face it, unbeaten in 10. And life's pretty good, isn't it, for the side at the moment?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, yesterday was an amazing feeling. I know we've been up to Durham a few times over the last couple of years, and we've never, showed up coming up against Durham. So to come away with 3 points and a clean sheet and 2 goals yesterday, I think there's a fantastic buzz around the camp, and it made for what could have been a very long journey. It was a very good journey on the way back yesterday.
Probably nothing worse than a long journey if it doesn't go the right way. Look, Kiva, you cover Liverpool women for The Athletic. I love talking to you about it because you're so passionate about it. And when we knew Rachel was coming on, you were absolutely buzzing.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, watching Rachel Furniss play football is a joy. If you haven't done that already, you are a brilliant footballer. And there's a good vibe at the minute. Me and Rachel will be able to tell you more. But I was at a game recently and you could just feel something clicked on the pitch. Something like this team sort of, I mean, last season it was difficult. It sort of went away quite early on. I think January, obviously, Vicky Jepson left the club. And then, you know, it was about a transition then into a new manager. Matt Beard's come in again and it took a little bit of time. Obviously, he's lost that first game, but momentum is now fully with you. I think I'm interested. Yesterday, the goals came quite late, didn't they? Like, there's a belief there that they will come. I don't think he's had probably last season, but you've got that now. What do you put that down to?
Yeah, there is. There's so much belief in, you know, not just the starting 11, in the whole squad. I think if you look at the squad depth we have this season, you know, I got a nod yesterday. I didn't play the previous game. So I just think that shows the squad depth we have, and the trust that Matt puts in every single one of us. It keeps us hungry to, if we do get a chance, to take it. And yeah, yesterday I think we dominated first half. For anyone that was watching, and any team that comes up against Durham, it's a real battle. They have such a good team. They don't just battle, they play some very good football. So for us to pin them back for as long as we did and, you know, dominate the first 45, we knew that they would potentially have a spell. So I think that was the first 10, 15 minutes of the second half. Durham did come at us a bit and we just had to settle. And I don't know, it's hard to explain, but I always knew we were going to score yesterday. I always had the belief that we were going to come away with the 3 points. I just think what Matt has kind of put into this whole group, it's hard to just say in a few words, but what Matt has kind of give this whole group this season, the belief is there massively. And, you know, we aren't just relying on one person to get our goals. You look at kind of the fullback, setting up the fullback yesterday, we can get goals from anywhere in this team. And for me, 3 points, I just knew we were going to fight for it yesterday and come away with it.
You mentioned there about, you know, not playing the last game and really wanting to play in the next game. What is that actually like as a footballer? Like, I'm massively intrigued. Like, you want to play every minute. Like, is it going to knock on the manager's door, or are you all week just like, I should be playing? Or do you just have to show it in training? Like, probably every player has a different approach to when they're not playing, but, like, what do you usually do?
I mean, firstly, I think it's, you know, through experience, it's keeping myself professional throughout the week and doing everything I can, you know, on and off the pitch to show that I'm ready. And then come the training pitch, I guess training like I've never trained before. And for me, that's not physically going to knock on the door, but that's knocking on the door. If you're really training well and, you know, if you get the last 10, 20 minutes of a game, it's this is why you should be playing us. You know, it's everyone in the squad at the minute. The intensity of training is like a game. And we actually had a moment, I think it was Wednesday in training this week, to where training got a bit heated. And I love that. I personally love that. And I said to the girls, this is what we're going to experience on Sunday. So I actually think, you know, it was great that we had that moment on Wednesday, because that set us up so well going into the game against Durham, knowing what we were going to be up against, how to conduct ourselves, and then how to then rise above it with the quality that we've got in the squad. So, yeah, training at the minute's fantastic. It's so competitive, and everybody's knocking on the door, and everybody's giving them a headache.
Can you elaborate on that? Training got a bit heated. Straight away, me and Kiva went, what? Come on.
Yeah, but tell us.
Yeah, just, you know, I mean, not that tackles were flying in, but just the competitiveness, I think, you know, it come off someone's heel and I'm shouting for a throw-in and it got given to the other team and I'm, you know, there's no referee as such, it's Matt and Amber and Matt and the coaching staff, but I'm shouting at them and saying, give us the decision, you know, as if it was a proper referee. And a few of the girls are just having choice words with each other, but good choice words, you know, as soon as we leave the football pitch, it's like, yeah, we needed that, girls, and we're together, because kind of what happens on the pitch stays on the training pitch. We're all like that together on and off it. You know, I think if you see yesterday's game, I think every, you know, punch, save that Lawsie's made, I think once I've actually went over, smacked her on the back, and I think I've hurt her. I've hit her that hard, but I was kind of just so up for it. I'm like, yes, like, you know, cheering it as if it was... She just won the World Cup for us, and I think that kind of, we're cheering every tackle now. We're not just cheering the goals, we're cheering, you know, I've got in the mix for Niamh yesterday. She said after the game, Fernie, thanks for having me back. And I said, mate, always, you know, I just got in the middle to defuse the situation, shall we say, but I wasn't letting, you know, my teammate get some aggro, so I'd step in and take that for her. And yeah, I just think from the goalkeeper to everyone that's starting, everyone's on the bench, we've all got each other's back. And yeah, training was great this week, and I hope it continues like that, because it just brings us more together.
They say about successful sports teams that you should train at the same level as you play on match day, and you sort of alluded to a little bit there, but does it come from certain individuals, people like yourself who've been at the club a long time? Is it the manager's influence? What's the makeup of creating that mood at the moment?
I think it's got to be a good mixture. You know, a few of the experienced players, we can go in and demand standards. But, you know, say if I'm playing and one of the other girls aren't, there's just a fine line, I guess. So, you know, Matt could step in and be like, look, girls, there's no time for complacency. Yes, you've got your shirt now, but it doesn't mean you're going to have it next week. So I think there's a mixture of a few of the experienced players to look, girls, standards on and off the pitch. You train and you have high standards. You hold yourself to a high account. But when you go home, that doesn't necessarily switch off. As professional footballers, you have to, what you do off the pitch is just as important as what you do on it, in how you conduct yourself. So yes, Matt, if he needs to step in, he will. It's very much equal. We've got a great relationship with the staff. So if us as players need to drive that, we will. But Matt sees everything. So if Matt needs to step in and say something, he will. And it's working so far.
Kiva, you're watching the side of all the time. At the moment, are there standout players there that you think are the driving force of this Liverpool women's machine?
Well, like you say there, you know, Fernie, you haven't been playing all season, but when you do, she stands out straight away. Obviously, I'm intrigued to know your thoughts on Missy Bocairns, obviously fellow midfielder, the scouser in the team. She looks like she's had a breakthrough season sort of last season. Now she looks like she's getting better every week. Do you see that in training as well? And she seems to be growing a bit. I know she's been away with the youth international with England and stuff like that. Do you feel like you're seeing her develop more and more as the season goes on?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, Bo, she's still so young and you almost forget that with, because she has got a maturity to her when she plays. She is getting better week in, week out, and it's for me to keep pushing her to be better, you know, because we've got such a good squad. It's not, you know, we've got the nod, we are playing now, let's just settle. It's right, we've got the nod, we're playing, how do we fight to stay there? So yeah, I'll keep pushing Bo. She's having a fantastic season. She's grown with confidence. She's putting more demands on herself, which is good to see. And she is starting to, I wouldn't say starting to, but she is now looking at how she can be better off the pitch as well. And that's fantastic to see from the younger girls coming through. And if anyone, you know, any of the younger girls was to look up to Bo, she's a great example of, you know, she's got her head down, she's worked hard, and now she's reaping the benefits, and she's getting a lot more starts, which, you know, the kid deserves because she's been doing very well.
Obviously, you're in midfield, so do you feel like, and you're vice-captain as well, so you'd give advice to anyone, but do you feel like you sort of can put your arm around the midfielders a little bit more and give them some knowledge and experience from your own playing career more easily than you would, say, a striker? Or, I mean, you've scored quite a few goals in your time, so.
Yeah, I try my best. It doesn't, you know, I guess just trying to be a leader and using my experience, I would speak to any position, but yeah, especially the midfield. You know, when we are doing patterns in training, I will give the information that I've just been given to myself to, if it's Bo, Kerry, Carla, Jade, and try and make them better. And it's difficult when you're being competitive and you're fighting for the shirts, but you've got to lift your team, you've got to be together. And you know, at the end of the day, you train and you're trying to get the nod. But for me, it's, okay, if I'm not playing, how can I still help improve and do my best for the team and then hopefully get the nod? So, yeah, we are a very together unit. And like yesterday, all the Carla, Jade, Bo, Fernie, great game. And, you know, there's no bitterness there. They're genuinely happy for us. They want the shirt, of course they do. But that just, I guess, pushes them on to work harder, as it did me the previous week. So it's a competitive environment, but we have been in this environment for myself a long time, and we will continue to push each other, whether it be, you know, I'm one of the experienced ones to bore one of the young ones. We will push each other, but we'll be together doing that, and that's how we're going to be successful this season, because the midfield has changed quite a bit. So, you know, it's a long season and we are going to need every single one of us. So I think staying together is going to be what's going to get us through this season.
Yeah, and there was obviously plenty of signings in the summer, wasn't there, when obviously a new manager comes in, they like to get players they're familiar with, freshen things up a bit. Obviously that probably caused a little bit of just disruption maybe, and then, you know, as the weeks went on, you sort of have become this machine now that feels like it's driving towards promotion, fingers crossed. You probably don't want to say that yet, you're just keeping your head down. But someone like Leanne Kiernan, for example, she's come in, I think struggled at the start to sort of maybe get on the score sheet a bit. And now, I mean, she's scoring in every game, isn't she? She's, you know, I think they were singing she scored so many in a row, the fans, wasn't they? And, you know, she can't stop scoring. I feel like she's a good example of how things have turned, and in a good way for you.
Yeah. I mean, you look at the start of the season, I think as a striker, you've been brought in to score goals. So when it didn't happen straight away, you know, I seen Lee maybe beating herself up a bit. And I just said, keep getting in them positions, because when it comes, you know, it's not raining, it's pouring. Like, she can't stop scoring now, like you said. But I think at the start of the season, you know, not using kind of COVID and that as an excuse, we did have a bit of a disruptive pre-season, and Matt did say, look, it's not going to happen game one. It will come together. We're a couple of weeks behind where we want to be. And I think if you look from the first game to now, we've come a long way. And we always believed in what kind of Beedy said with that. We were frustrated the first game. You know, we want to win every game. But, you know, we have to trust the process with that and trust what Matt's saying. And we are coming together as a squad now. And, you know, we are utilising the whole squad. And we've got, you know, Leanne's on fire at the minute, which is great. We've, you know, had changes in midfield and we're all ready as a squad. So, yes, it is good that it's coming together. And, you know, it's not, we've done nothing yet. I'll go into training this afternoon and we focus on a really tough midweek fixture in the County Cup, and we'll continue to work hard as a whole squad and try and be better than the next game. So how can we improve from Durham going into Wednesday?
Listeners, we've got a very small favour to ask. We want to make sure we're making the very best football podcasts out there, so we need to know what you like and what we can do better. We've prepared a survey over at theathleticsurvey.smsinc.co.uk, and if you complete it, you'll be entered into a prize draw to win one of three £100 Amazon shopping vouchers. Now, we're only after the feedback from UK listeners at this stage, and you can only win those Amazon shopping vouchers if you live in England, Scotland, Wales or Northern Ireland. So if that applies to you, then please head on over to theathleticsurvey.smsinc.co.uk. That's theathleticsurvey.smsinc.co.uk. Thanks.
There's obviously huge pressure on you guys. Do you feel there's almost an extra expectation, you know, playing for Liverpool, playing with the Liver Bird on the chest? You know, give people listening an idea of the responsibility that comes with that.
It's massive. I think, you know, anyone that supports Liverpool, anyone that's ever been lucky enough to wear the badge, it does come with a massive, you know, weight, expectation. And last season, maybe we didn't know how massive that was. We fell a bit short. But this season, we've had that experience. We've come together more as a squad. We are leaning on each other. If there's anyone that needs picked up throughout the season, we lean on each other and we get through tough times as a squad. There's no individuals in this team. We're fully together as a squad, and it's massive pride walking out wearing the Liverpool shirt. You know, I'm very fortunate to do so, and I'll continue to be proud every time I pull on the shirt, and that echoes throughout the whole squad. We know how much it means to all the fans watching us, and the fact that a group of fans travelled up to Durham yesterday, you know, speaks volumes of kind of the buzz around the whole club at the minute. That, I mean, thankfully to our sponsor, they put on a bus yesterday, but just the support we have this season, I play football for the fans, so the support that we have is fantastic, and we do know what it means to play for this club, and every time we go out, we want to make the club proud, and I hope that we're doing that so far this season and we can continue to do so.
And just having them in Prenton Park, I mean, obviously you referred to last season, but just having them there this time round, it's huge, isn't it? And you can see the numbers rising, the interest growing. And it just must be that extra person for you when you're on the pitch.
No, it is. And, you know, there's the roar. As a player, being on that pitch and you hear your home crowd roar, it's a feeling that, you know, it's hard to describe. Even the Durham game yesterday, you know, I had, you know, all my family there. I'm originally from the Northeast. And then all the fans that travelled, I heard my name, I heard songs. Obviously, I'm in the game, I'm focusing, but you could hear the fans throughout the whole game, before the game, singing You'll Never Walk Alone. Gives you goosebumps, and that's an away game. And so when it's at home, you know, I choke up a bit when the fans are singing, but that's just because it means so much to me, and you want to do the fans proud that have paid the money to come out and watch you on a cold, wet Sunday afternoon. You want to repay them and you want to send them home smiling, and thankfully we did that yesterday because Durham is a long way away, but yeah, the home crowd is fantastic, and I hope they come out in the numbers again on Wednesday night.
I'm always telling people, like, go and watch women's football, get involved in it. And do you say that a lot as a player to people, or are you, like, you know, flying the flag for women's football in that way? We've just had, obviously, Women's Football Weekend, and I feel like sometimes I'm like, people don't realise how good women's football is. Like, especially, I think I spent the lockdown pretty much, I couldn't get to Liverpool games. The games I mainly went to were Academy and the Liverpool women games, and I enjoyed that season, even though it didn't go quite as, you know, we would have hoped and yous would have planned. I just completely fell in love with it in a different way, because obviously, you know, there wasn't fans there. It was just, you could hear you shouting on the pitch. It was, you know, it was a different kind of football, I guess, than it is now with the fans back, obviously. And I just feel like sometimes people need to, especially with the Euros, you know, you're going to be playing for Northern Ireland in the Euros next summer. I feel like we need to get more people watching women's football. Obviously, that's gone up massively and is growing. But, like, what would your message be to people who are maybe listening to this thinking, you know, I don't really want to bother and go and watch the women's team play? Like, what would you say to them?
I actually, you know, a friend of mine, a male friend that I've knew for 6 months. When I first met him, I said, oh, I play women's football. And, you know, at first he was like, oh, women's football. And I said, look, straight off, don't compare it to men's football. That's what you've got to look at straight away. There's no comparison. Like, yes, we play football, it's the same game, but it's a completely different game. I said, just come down and watch one of our games. And he come down and he's now a season ticket holder for us. We'll go over the game every Monday morning. He comes on my dog walk with us and we go over it, and we have a different connection, say, to our fans, to people that come watch. Obviously, the men's game is on a massive scale and we are grown, but if you compare us, we're not going to grow. For me, it's come down, watch us, see the passion, see the style of football we play, the tactics, it's all there. It's just, you know, I guess a different version. I live and breathe to play football. It's more of a family environment. We have more connection with the fans, and every new fan that I've spoken to that has come to watch a game, I know will be back. So I guess don't judge until you see it, maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. I think as well, what I love, obviously, the signing sessions at the end of the game, which people probably don't know about unless you're at the match. But, you know, the players will go over and get pictures with the fans and sign things. Obviously, I think the first few weeks of the season that wasn't allowed, but it's back up and running now. You don't get that on the men's side of things. The access to women's footballers, you know, is incredible. And I think if you want to, you know, go and watch football, get yourself down to Prenton Park and just experience it. Obviously, it would have been great this weekend if you would have been playing at home, because I think, you know, a lot more people would have got involved, but you were away. But I do feel as the season goes on, more and more people are going to be wanting to come and watch us, because you are, like you say, tactically playing some incredible football. A couple of weeks ago, who was it? One of the teams come and they were pressing you like crazy. And watching you, like, adapt to that and, like, you know, realise it was happening and, you know, break out of it and counter-attack. And it is so enjoyable to watch. And you feel like sometimes people just don't give it a chance when they really just should. Like you say, your mate, just come down and watch. And that's it. Because I think if you support Liverpool, you should support Liverpool.
Yeah. I think if you enjoy football, you know, anyone in and around the area, if you enjoy football, come watch it. You know, when I'm not playing, you know, my friend actually plays. He plays lower league, and we play Sunderland on Saturday night, and he's got a game on Sunday, and I'll go and watch it because it's football. You know, I love watching any level, every level, whether it's Premier League, Championship. You know, he plays at a you know, it's Sunday league. but I'll go and watch it because I love watching football. So I think if you're a football fan, especially if you're a Liverpool fan more so, but a football fan, why wouldn't you want to go and watch a game of football? Why wouldn't you want to go and watch 11 individuals, men or women, go and give everything for their team in a 90-minute game if you love football?
There's so much work being done to promote it, to take the game to the next level. There's no bigger showcase than the Euros in England, is there? You're probably already thinking, wow, that's as good as it comes, isn't it?
Yeah, do you know what? It's massive. And I went to the live draw a couple of weeks ago and I actually had to pinch myself that I was there. Got a bit dressed up and I was like, I've never experienced anything like that in my whole entire life. And I think that just shows, again, how much women's football has moved on. The buzz and the atmosphere around that draw. And it's going to be a memorable summer for Northern Ireland. For women's football, I mean, England hosting it's going to be special. Everything that they have put in place, and I mean, the stadiums, the buzz around it is massive. And I think someone said, if you can't see it, you can't be it. I think the social media is massive for women's football, and that's how we connect a lot with fans. So on social media, if people are seeing, you know, things being advertised, the Euros, Liverpool playing on Wednesday, if people are seeing it, they're going to take more of an interest. You know, the WSL is on Sky Sports at the minute, and I think the audiences are hitting the roof, and of course they're going to, because people are now seeing it, so they're going to watch it. Football fans are going to watch a game of football on Sky Sports. Of course they are. So yeah, next summer, it's going to be amazing, and it's going to be broadcasted everywhere, and I hope it puts Northern Ireland on the map, and I hope I can put Liverpool more on the map if that's possible. But just do my club proud as well as my country.
I was just going to say, the day after that draw, has there been a bit of banter in the dressing room? You guys, you're the underdogs, are you, in the tournament?
Oh, massively.
Yeah.
Massively. You know, all the girls are, you know, very... they're over the moon that, you know, we're actually going as a nation and that we are underdogs. And it was kind of, oh, you've got England again. But, you know, I think any draw that we got was going to be very difficult. And why not play the home nation in a packed crowd for that experience? You know, why not? You know, we are there to compete and make a good account of ourselves. And even playing at Wembley, it was 0-0 after 65 minutes. So... yeah, Kenny will set us up. Our girls are going full time from January into the Euros, and why not? Why not compete? Why not hopefully cause an upset?
Yeah, because that's the thing. Not every Northern Irish player is a full time like footballer, are they? I mean, there'll be maybe potentially other nations. I'm not too sure. I'd have to look into it. But you know, you might be the only ones where, you know, obviously you said there are the girls gonna start training full time going into it.
Yeah, I think off the top of my head, I think we might be the only nation that the majority of the players aren't full-time. I know we played Austria a few weeks ago, and 99, I think 100% of their players play in the Bundesliga. They just played Champions League midweek. So it's fantastic that our girls are going to be given the opportunity to, you know, we said when we're qualified, just give us a chance to compete for these Euros. And the IFA... in the government, fair play that they are getting our girls in from January leading into the Euros to experience the full-time environment and really give us a chance come July. So I think it's fantastic.
Yeah, I was thinking before when you mentioned about the WSL being obviously on Sky and BBC, is that something that's given you more of a drive this season, the team, do you think? Because you want to be on the telly, don't you?
Yeah. We want to play at the highest level possible. We are all really competitive footballers, and I don't want to play in the championship forever. I want to play at the highest level, and I've played at the highest level. I've tasted what the WSL is all about, and I want to be back. And I think all of our girls want to be back. We want to test ourselves against the best players in the world. And, you know, the championship is so competitive now, so it's got harder and harder to get promotion, but we are doing everything we can this season and, you know, fingers crossed, but we want to play at the highest level. We want to be back in the WSL and we want to test ourselves and play against the best players in the world. And we want to be up there because we are Liverpool. We're one of the biggest clubs in the world. So we want to be mixing it with them big clubs.
Is that your dog in the background, Rachel?
No.
It's fine. Sorry.
Oh, yours.
My dog's asleep. He's just been on a walk, so he knows when to be quiet.
Is that your stress relief, is it? Taking the dog out, yeah. Is that your time away from football then?
Yeah, bless my dog. He's a lifesaver. I live by myself, so he's kind of my company. I got in last night speaking about the game.
To him.
Talking to him, yeah. Great listener. Yeah, but I think on days off, you know, I've got to look after my body and going for a walk and having that headspace, I think, is very important to then go into the next day refreshed and, you know, hopefully recovered.
I think I was just going to say, if you don't already follow Rachel on Instagram, you need to, just to see the dog content there. Because when you're away for games, your dog goes with like a dog minder. Yeah. And I mean, he was swimming in the Mersey and everything yesterday, wasn't he? Or whatever it was.
Yeah, honestly, I don't think he wants to come back. He has a great time with his friends on weekends when we're away. But yeah, I'm very lucky that he gets well looked after when I am away. And yeah, he has a great time. And you know, I think he's sleeping, he's recovering from his heavy weekend.
Love it. Rachel, you've been absolutely brilliant. Great to have you on. Great insight as well into the women's game. Fingers crossed as well. And you probably don't say the word promotion, do you? Kiva said that before. It's literally just game after game, yeah?
Yes, head down, work hard, kind of go into the next week and how can we improve and be better. And yeah, the results hopefully will speak for itself then.
Good luck. Brilliant to have you on the Red Agenda. Thank you very much indeed. Brilliant. From Kiva and Rachel Furness. And get down to a Liverpool women game and support them to the end of this season. Hopefully, there's a massive crescendo to the whole of it. Thanks for listening along to the Red Agenda. We'll have another one for you just ahead of the Arsenal game.